Welcome to The Daily Stoic, where each day we read a short passage designed to help you cultivate the strength, insight, wisdom necessary for living the good life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. We must increase what we have been given. In the book of Matthew, we are told of the parable of the talents. Three servants are left sums of money, talents, by their master. The first, who the master believed was most able, doubled his 5 talents into 10. The second was given 2 and used it to earn 2 more. The third was more cautious and less ambitious and simply buried his money in the ground. When the master came back, he was able to return it, but he had not managed to produce anything with the funds. As you might expect, the master was quite pleased with the labors of his first 2 servants and rewarded them accordingly. But with the conservative and cautious one, he was quite upset. Why hadn't he invested the money? Even the return from a banker would have been better than burying it. So he punished the servant and uttered in the process 2 of the most famous sentences in the Bible. For to all those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for this worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and a gnashing of teeth. The lessons that scholars and priests have taken ever since: we are obligated to make use of the gifts we have been given by God or by nature, whichever you prefer. It's almost fitting that talent was the name for an amount of money, because that's what the parable is all about using our talents in this life. Now, here's where this ties into Stoicism. Although we don't know when the parable dates to or whether it was even real, St. Matthew and Seneca were born around the same time and died roughly 10 years apart. Jesus and Seneca were said to be born in the same year and died in very similar circumstances. Of the three, Seneca was given the greatest gifts and talents. His father was quite wealthy. He was born with a brilliant mind. By all accounts, he worked very hard to make the most of these gifts and multiplied them many times over. In short, he lived up not just to the lesson in the parable of the talents, but to his own advice. As he writes in one letter, "We should play the part of the careful householder. We should increase what we have inherited." Yes, we should. And just a heads up, Ego is the Enemy, my book, I think it's one of my best books, is 99 cents on Amazon right now. This is only for a limited time. If you want to check it out, give it as a gift. It'll never be cheaper than this. It's ebook only, iTunes, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you get ebooks, it's 99 cents. But also, along with the Amazon discount, you can get $6 off our Ego is the Enemy coin. I carry one of these with me everywhere I go. If you use the code EGOCOIN, and then you can get $10 off our Ego is the Enemy print. I have this hanging in my office with the code EGOPRINT at checkout, the Daily Stoic store. Just go to dailystoic.com/store. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.